We're the only party with the self-confidence and belief in this nation to say that we actually believe that not only could we, but that we should govern our own country, make our own laws and negotiate our own international trade deals. And we are the only party standing in this general election saying we want a trade deal with Europe. We want to be good neighbours with our European friends, but we desperately seek a referendum so that we can set this country free from political union. And there is no third way. There is no renegotiation of any value that is to be had in Brussels. Now, our position is perfectly clear. We want our country back. And then, and only then, can we actually control our borders. Because the great truth of this immigration debate is that only by leaving the EU can we control immigration into this country. So we're the only party here that's got a credible plan for immigration and a positive vision. We want an Australian-style point system so that we can choose the quantity and type of people who come to live, work and settle in our country. And actually, if we do that, it'll be an ethical policy, it'll be a fair policy and one that works in the interests of this country. So we simply won't allow foreign criminals to come into this country. And all migrants that come to Britain will have to have their own health insurance. And nobody will be able to access the benefit system until they've been in Britain for 5 years, paid their taxes and obeyed the law. Something, of course, that is, again, only possible outside membership of the European Union. And we recognise that that big reduction in numbers will take huge pressure off our primary schools, off our accident and emergency hospital services, off our GPs, and indeed, increasingly, off our housing crisis. In fact, how can any party plan for the future of public services if they don't know in the next 5 years, within the nearest million people, how many will actually be in this country? This manifesto is entitled Believe in Britain, but it equally could have been entitled, slightly longer, Believe in the British People. Because we do. But what we've seen is a country in which the rich have got richer and the poor have got poorer. We see our politics now increasingly dominated by the giant corporate business interests, to the huge disadvantage of the 5 million men and women that run their own small businesses in this country. Ordinary people have been left behind and they've simply got nobody to speak for them. Well, UKIP has a plan. We genuinely want to make working people better off. And we will do that by leading the charge and making the argument for a low-tax revolution. We genuinely want to make work pay. We want people to have incentives to do better. And we believe that that will unleash a kind of economic dynamism that has not been seen in this country for a very long time. So, yes, we're still campaigning for no tax on the minimum wage up to earnings of £13,000 a year. We want to raise the threshold at which people start paying 40p tax to £55,000 a year. We want to introduce a new 30p tax band for those earning between £45,000 and £55,000 a year. And, of course, we want to remove inheritance tax, which is now one of the biggest barriers to young people getting on to the housing ladder. We've campaigned for all of these things for many years. I have to say we're quite flattered that some of the other parties appear now to be copying some of these. What I'm proposing today is a big tax giveaway. It represents a tax giveaway of £18 billion. And we do take the optimistic view, based on what we've seen before in history, that this will lead to some real dynamic growth in the British economy. But we're not banking on it. And no doubt you'll ask the question, well, how are you going to pay for it? In fact, many of the journalists have been asking this at the other press conferences and manifesto launches this week, to which I couldn't see any credible answer at all. What we have done here is to produce a fully costed manifesto, where our spending and saving commitments have been verified by the independent think tank, the CEBR. I believe what we've done with this document is to set a new gold standard for how manifestos in this country should be produced. And at the moment, nobody else can match it. We have pragmatic plans to put forward savings, which by the end of the next Parliament would amount to £32 billion a year. We do that by radically cutting the foreign aid budget. We do it by ending EU contributions, which are wholly unnecessary to us doing trade. We do it by scrapping vanity projects such as HS2. And we do it by revisiting the Barnett formula, despite the fact the other three parties are sworn to maintain it. We do it by revisiting and changing the Barnett formula to give Wales and England a better and fairer deal. We are the only party with costed spending plans. And that leads on to all of our other policy commitments. UKIP is, despite what has been said in the past, UKIP is fully committed to the founding principles of the National Health Service. And we're the one party with a costed plan to increase spending by up to £3 billion a year. We want to train 20,000 extra nurses, 8,000 extra GPs, 3,000 more midwives, and the need to do this is great, as our rapidly increased population has put an intolerable strain on health services in this country. And we also want to end the tax on illness by scrapping hospital parking charges. And we understand the genuine housing crisis that is there in this country. This country needs more homes. But under the current planning system, there are too few protections for our green spaces. We shock many people when we tell them that this country needs to build one new house every 7 minutes just to cope with current immigration levels into Britain. A radical reduction on immigration will certainly help the housing crisis. But what we're also offering is a well-thought-through, planned, brownfield building revolution that would give us 1 million new homes by 2020. The missing component of this election campaign has been an absence of debate about foreign affairs and a very reluctant debate from many others about defence. Perhaps they're just too embarrassed by their past track record. Perhaps Afghanistan and Iraq and Libya weigh too heavily. And perhaps many of them don't want the public to be reminded that we were within a whisker of getting involved in Libya. UKIP will continue, as we have done in the past, to urge caution and to urge restraint before we go to war. But we also recognise we're living in a very unstable world in which there are genuine threats. And we think the political class have got it completely wrong about defence. We think defence does matter. We think it's there in the hearts of the British people. And we will commit, again, fully costed, to spending the 2% that is required by NATO. We will spend 2% on our defence spending initially, but would look to increase it substantially after that. It makes no sense to us to be cutting defence at the very same time that we're ramping up the foreign aid budget. And we also feel that the government needs to honour the military covenant. In a sense, our word should be our bond with the men and women that serve this country. And that is why... And that is why we want a dedicated Minister for Veterans to make sure that our guarantee for jobs for ex-service men and ex-service women is carried out. And we need to do an awful lot more for those who've been damaged physically or mentally by conflict, or for those who have found the adjustment back into civilian life just too difficult. 5 years is a long time in politics, and it's an eon in terms of UKIP. I can say to you today that I absolutely congratulate Suzanne Evans and her team for producing this excellent manifesto. And the fact... The fact that she has done it with all of our costings independently verified and backs up says much about her professionalism. I have no doubt at all that any questions you have to ask me over the course of the next 5 years about this manifesto will get a different answer to the one from 2010.